The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
It's 7 after the hour, the familiar, friendly voice, at least I hope that's the case, with the Doug Steffen crew here, which includes me and Kara Schillen. It's Wednesday, the 6th of April. People are talking about the situation after the Wisconsin primary. Cruz claims that he now can secure the Republican nomination. And I love how the pejoratives are in some of the news media. He humiliated Trump in the primary. I don't know that it was humiliating. I think the numbers were pretty strong for him, though. There's no question about that. It was a 48%. Let me see if I can find what the numbers are. Yeah, 48% for Cruz, 35%. I don't think that's humiliating. Kasich got 14%. And some people have already sent in a couple of comments this morning, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, with people asking why John Kasich is staying in. It's a good political move for him because, in my opinion, he would make for either Trump or Cruz or basically anybody else. Paul Ryan, there's a rumor that Paul Ryan, if it's a brokered convention, would be the presidential candidate. He, of all the people, Ryan and Kasich together are a pretty strong pair. They'd actually have a chance, it would seem to me, of winning. Cruz has no chance of winning. Trump has a chance of winning. Now, I think there is. I think there have been enough scenarios put forth that suggest that Trump couldn't win, but most of those, remember, have come from the Republican establishment itself. They're feeding a lot of crap to the news media. I can't see any way that Cruz could win under any circumstances. He's just not a winning character. He's not. I was very serious early on, and I still stick to it. If you want to lose, you vote for Cruz. He doesn't have what it takes. Never mind, he doesn't have what it takes to win. He would be another Obama or worse because he doesn't have any. He has no grit. He has no roots. He has no. There's nothing about him that stands out, that screams, I am the leader of the free world. I am the leader of America. I am a leader. He's a namby-pamby wimp. So, anyway, that's my read on it. His supporters were yelling and screaming last night. Yeah. His most of his comments and most of his presentations are meaningless. It's nothingness. So then on the other side, Bernie Sanders got 56% of the vote in Wisconsin primary there. Hillary Clinton didn't even show up to do a thank you very much for voting. She posted it on Twitter and congratulated Bernie on winning. So whether that's sore losership or not. But there are a lot of things that concern me about this. The good thing is the enfranchised voter. We've heard for years and years and years and years and years about the disenfranchised voter. Well, now we have the enfranchised. That is younger people. I mean, there are a lot of folks who said that there were, in terms of ethnic reality, when Obama ran, there were a lot of people who wanted to vote. Younger people, black people wanted to vote that hadn't, that felt like they were just not being addressed in terms of having a candidate that was acceptable to them. And I guess I get that. So then this year, millennials very active, very studied on the issues that affect them. And so that's why a lot of them are going, and people say, well, the unintelligent millennials are voting for Trump. The intelligent millennials are voting for Bernie Sanders. Whatever side you want to come down on, doesn't make too much difference. There's a lot of yammering back and forth about, the people in the Trump campaign being meanies. Interesting, the Michelle Fields thing is continuing to develop. She's the reporter who claimed that Corey Lewandowski, Trump's campaign manager, pushed her around. The police looked at the tape. They said, yep, it looks like he was a little rough on her, so they charged her with a misdemeanor, charged him with a misdemeanor. And there are people talking. There was, she got a call from somebody that, well, at least she claims to have got a call. Someone is going to slit her throat, so the caller says, "I'm going to slit your throat if you don't drop the charges." Who does that? Who? What is it about? And I asked this before. Maybe you can comment one way or another. 888-302-3684. However you would like to comment. What would drive somebody to do something like this? How crazy do you have to be to want to do that to somebody? Okay, so you're supportive of a candidate. Yeah, all right, that's great. But who is nuts enough to seriously threaten this woman? I don't know anything about Michelle Fields. There's nothing, one way or another, I don't know anything about her. I know she worked for Breitbart, and okay, so maybe that tells you something. But I don't know. I don't know what her axe is to grind. Are the Breitbarters supporting Cruz? And you know, most of the establishment right-wingers are not for Donald Trump, for sure. So that may be part of it. Who knows what motivates this sort of thing? I saw the tape, and it didn't look to me like she was in, you know, simple. It just looked like somebody was trying to get her out of the way. So what's the big deal? You're going to get worked up about that? There are a lot of people who are so thin-skinned. It sort of reminds me of a piece from one of the television shows. I think it was Madam Secretary, where she went on the campus of some university and some college kid got in her face and started to challenge her because America was doing something that the college kids thought was wrong. And so he confronted her on the grounds of the campus, and she walked up to him, and he said to her, "Don't invade my space." You know, that kind of nonsense. Get out of my face, you little wimp. Anyway, the Trump campaign, I'm not sure, has done a great job handling the situation with Michelle Fields. I don't really. Maybe they should just say to her, "Okay, we'll give you a one-on-one with Donald. How would you like to have a one-on-one with Donald?" And then turn it around instead of being like in your face. So there's too much in your face stuff, and that may be he's maybe burned out people who would like to have him on board. And maybe that's why Ryan is. I think Ryan's a very attractive candidate, frankly. And Kasich is not as a presidential candidate, but I think he's a good guy in comparison to some of the other more recent vice presidents. I think he's has good timber and fiber and knows how to get the job done. And it would be good training ground for him, perhaps, to run in the next campaign, or maybe 2 years from now, I mean 2 terms from now. But I think I would find that to be an attractive campaign. I would vote for a Trump-Kasich candidacy ticket. I wouldn't be enthusiastic about it. I would not vote for Ted Cruz. I will not vote for Ted Cruz. Period. End of story. What about you? 888-302-3684. So that takes care of that in a moment. Let's see if we can dig around a little in this the continuing saga of the Panama Papers. 14 past the hour on Good Day.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, "Man, that guy knows everything." And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, here we are, 17 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. So the Panama Papers, this sounds like a great movie, doesn't it? The history of this leaked data, which now has found its first victim. The Prime Minister of Iceland quit after it emerged his family had hidden millions and millions of dollars in this tax haven. His country's financial system has collapsed. The situation in Iceland is very bleak. And somehow or other, this guy got a hold of a lot of dough. His name was David Gunnlaugsson. He made a request for a quick election there. The president says he wants to consult with other party leaders before they come up with a slate of candidates. I saw some pictures yesterday on a couple of newspapers of the number of people. There were thousands, tens of thousands of people protesting at the Parliament building demanding that the Prime Minister step down after this leak. This is really a fascinating thing. Looking at this list of the accused, all the information that came out about them, WikiLeaks has published nearly 500,000 documents leaked by hackers who attacked Sony Pictures. I was thinking about all these other things, Edward Snowden's leaks and the things that were published. And, you know, you go back over the history of who leaked what. Remember Daniel Ellsberg? Who among you remembers Daniel Ellsberg and the Pentagon Papers? So now we have the Panama Papers. There have been lots of spies who have leaked things, but they haven't had the kind of impact with all the data that we have access to. I mean, people, reporters spending all day and all night going through these things trying to find out what in the world is going on. And it is really fascinating. Here's a reporter named Tony Pickering who says that while the focus of this leak has been the rich and powerful from other countries, it seems odd that no Americans were on that list.
So far, the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, ICIJ, has only been able to identify 211 people with U.S. addresses who own companies in the data. We don't know if those 211 people are necessarily U.S. citizens. And that figure covers only data from recent years available in a Mossack Fonseca internal database, not all 11.5 million files from the leak. In other words, that 211 number comes from just a small sliver of the data. It's a complete underestimate, says Mark Harbra, head of the data and research unit at the ICIJ. Finding a precise number of Americans in the data is difficult. Not surprisingly, though, a lot of people are asking, if this is the biggest data leak in history and our biggest window ever onto the offshore world, where are all the Americans?
Where have all the cheaters gone? Are you surprised there are no Americans? Oh, it's almost like we were disappointed. Ah, gee, there were no Americans on the list. What a shame. Well, anyway, I find it nice to have the focus on somebody like Putin, who's really He's the biggest crook involved in all of this stuff that I can see so far anyway. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
Now it's 23 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, where they focus on fun from the world of television, starting with the monologue last night, Conan O'Brien joining all those who are joking about Ted Cruz.
Over Wisconsin, Ted Cruz said, "To be honest, I like cheese on cheese." That's what he said. Yeah, and of course, when he was campaigning in Florida, he said, "I like meth on meth."
That was pretty funny. Wendy Williams, during her daytime program yesterday, answering an audience member's question about whether they are still compatible with their boyfriend.
So I've been dating my boyfriend for 8 years, and we've been through high school and college together, and now I'm not into the whole party scene and all that. He is, and I like camping and hiking and running and outdoorsy things. So I don't want to break up with him because I love him, but how do I get him to be more active and do the things that I like to do?
Is there a compromise? Like maybe you go to the club on Friday and go hiking on Saturday?
I would love to do that, but it's almost like he's too tired, or, and then we go to the club, but where's the hiking?
Got it. It's time for you to perhaps consider casting your rod in a different pond. I will tell you, you know, before a woman settles down and gets married or has kids, because this is not the olden days, that she needs to have as many opportunities, because comparison and contrasting, that's how you find what you really like in a guy.
Huh. That's a pretty intelligent way of looking at it, yeah? Ellen DeGeneres joking about the benefits of napping on her program yesterday.
A lot of studies have come out recently that prove that napping is good for your health. They say morning naps boost creativity, afternoon naps make you feel better physically, and evening naps help you get out of doing the dishes after dinner. So more and more businesses are encouraging their employees to nap. Some of them have actual napping pods. We do not have napping pods here. We have, what are they called? Liquor cabinets. But I do think it's a good idea. There are things that we do as children, and we just don't do as adults anymore. And I think we should keep doing things that we do, like playtime and nap time and crying until someone brings us our juice. The problem with napping is at work, nobody looks good after waking up from a nap. Nobody. you're on your face, so you have these creases in your face, and your glasses are on crooked, and your hair is all crazy. We may be more productive, but we look like Bernie Sanders at the end of the nap.
There's imagination for you. Okay. Also on people's minds, the finale of American Idol scheduled for tomorrow night. Nobody's saying whether Simon Cowell is going to be part of the finale or not, but we dug out some of his greatest hits from his years and his performances on American Idol.
What that reminded me of when I was sitting here was, like, instead of being on the stage of American Idol, you're at a local rodeo, you've just been crowned the prom queen. We could have been in a...
If ever we do American Idol as an ice dancing musical, you would be perfect.
That isn't being rude. That was like some ghastly audition for a boy band, which you would not have been picked for.
Yeah. This was the first time anyone tuned into this show by accident and saw that, which is somebody destroying an Elvis Presley song. They're not going to believe that this is the most talented group of kids in America. It was awful.
You were out of tune, you were boring, and it wasn't even good enough for a hotel lobby.
I actually thought it was quite depressing, to be honest with you. After about 15 seconds, I was working out how much longer we've got to listen to this for.
A clumsy, forgettable performance.
Well, the irony was you kept singing that line, I'm special, and it wasn't.
I thought it was as dull as dishwater. I think it's lucky we didn't charge the audience to come in tonight because they'd ask for a refund.
The whole thing was just atrocious. Complete and utter mess. It was very generic. Verging on excruciating.
Well, if the judging criteria or the voting criteria here was to vote people through for managing to sing every note out of tune, you would win tonight.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of American Idol, and I don't usually like that kind of stuff, but I found myself attracted to American Idol just to see what Simon Cowell would say. How about you, honestly? Honestly, honestly, how about you? 28 past the hour here on Good Day.
Appreciation is a transformative mechanism. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carty. Appreciation comes from the Latin appreciare, which means to value. Think about that word, value. What do you value? My guess is that you value far more than what you express appreciation for having. Think about it. From your basic senses to your breath to your life itself, you certainly have a lot to be thankful for. But all too often, we get caught up in the suffering of what we don't or can't have. And when that happens, when you get caught up in the troubles you have, I would strongly encourage you to step back and ask yourself what you can value. Time spent expressing appreciation is time not spent complaining. And time spent in gratitude is always more satisfying than time spent in suffering. If you would like some inspiration to help you express appreciation more frequently in your life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $199. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hour 33 Happy Hour on the Wednesday Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Kara Schillen, trending at DougSteffen.com today. The Cruz win in Wisconsin. Does this increase the chances of an open convention? We suggest different things that would come about. If you want to read the story at DougSteffen.com, help yourself. Also more on the Michelle Fields death threats, the reporter who was involved in that little fracas with one of Trump's campaign people. The Prime Minister of Iceland stepping down after the Panama paper leaks. And I think we ought to continue. That's a story that has lots and lots of legs and is really good for our imagination. Whether it makes you feel good or not about people who have this much money, or you feel good there are no Americans on the list, and then you want to get the people who are Sanders supporters. You see, we told you about all those rich people that are cheating. And listen, rich people are not the only people that cheat, and not all rich people are the same. It's the foolishness that we bring about in the collective thinking that all of one category of people, okay, all people who have money do this. No, they don't. All people who are poor do this. No, they don't. All people who are white do this. No, they don't. All people who are black do this. No, they don't. All people who are Republicans do this. No, they don't. All people who are Democrats do this. No, they don't. And all people who are Christians do this. No, they don't. I mean, you can go on and on and on into this foolishness about everybody with these labels and stuff. Anyway, but the bottom line here with the Panama Papers is that no Americans have been named. Here is a reporter from USA Today named Nathan Bromey talking about the information that's yet to come.
I have to acknowledge the hundreds of reporters who have
actually gone through all these records, and I've only had a chance to, over the last couple days, really dig into this. And so I can't say for sure if there are any major U.S. people who are involved in this, but I do know that there are rumors that we could see unfolding a series of reports that exposes more people than we've seen so far, because so far it's been primarily world leaders, politicians, people like associates of Vladimir Putin, Bashar Assad, Viktor Poroshenko, and Mubarak from Egypt, people who you may not necessarily be surprised have offshore accounts, but nonetheless, it's details into the finances of the rich and famous.
Okay. Yes, no, you're buying it. Here from last night's PBS NewsHour, Gwen Ifill reports on the fallout from the resignation of the Prime Minister of Iceland.
The so-called Panama Papers leak claimed its first major casualty. Iceland's prime minister resigned after revelations that he sheltered huge sums offshore during an economic crisis. Thousands of Icelanders protested yesterday after the news came out in millions of leaked documents. They detailed tax avoidance schemes by world leaders and others.
CNN's Hala Gorani talked to Daniel Fabrega, who's the Panamanian ambassador to the United Kingdom, about how Panama is dealing with this release.
What do you mean when you say the government is taking this very seriously? Will there be changes, perhaps, in the way some of these law firms like Mossack Fonseca are operating?
Well, actually, it's really a shame that the title is it's Panama's paper, because this is not about Panama. It's about also 21 jurisdictions. Therefore, it's a key indicator that Panama, together with the international community, needs to work together in order for this to avoid them happening again.
Okay, what will Panama do, though?
Well, actually, President Varela has been very clear. There are two center messages of his administration. One is transparency, and second, tackling corruption. The other thing is that in the 21 months of this administration, we have created unprecedented set of legal reforms in order to have a more robust legal and financial system. We were recently delisted from the gray list of the FATF, and also we have 30 double taxation treaties with different countries all over the world.
Okay. So what? Is there a so what here someplace? I think so. All right, two and two is still four. In a moment, on Good Day, let's look into the controversy that surrounds the idea that you wouldn't drive yourself anymore. Cars of the future will drive you. You will not drive them, which drives me nuts. I don't want a self-driving car. I suppose we have a choice. Well, maybe will we, or will the government say, you got to drive one of the cars that's programmed to get you from A to B. We don't want it. And then they can control where you go. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that dig around in this the self-driving car issue that people haven't even thought about. There's a moral thing involved in this. Wow. All right, so let's delve into your future as a driver in a moment here on Good Day.
Top shelf, the good stuff. It's harder to reach for a reason. You don't get it for just anybody, but your baby isn't just anybody. So this month, Napa is making the good stuff a little easier to get with Castrol Edge Full Synthetic Motor Oil for just $5.79 a quart. So go ahead, treat her right, and get Castrol Edge for $5.79 a quart. She'll thank you later. That's Napa know-how. General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 4/30/16.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
663 million people around the world lack access to clean drinking water. Women and children often bear the burden of walking hours each day for water, time that could be spent at school or work. Access to clean, safe water transforms lives. This year, Emergency and Charity Water have teamed up to transform communities affected by the global water crisis. With help from Fuller House actress Lori Loughlin, the organizations will work to bring clean water to communities in Ethiopia.
As a mother, the facts about the global water crisis are startling. I'm working with Emergency and Charity Water to ask you to help lift the burden with the 40 pounds challenge. 40 pounds represents the weight of a water-filled jerry can that women and children carry every day to bring water to their families. To participate, upload a picture of yourself to Instagram or Twitter holding anything up to 40 pounds with the hashtag 40 pounds and tag at Emergency. For every picture, a donation of $5 will go to funding clean water sources in Ethiopia.
Visit emergencytransforms.com for official challenge rules.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, here we are at 42 minutes after the hour on Good Day, Wednesday morning. Self-driving cars seem to be, or at least in the minds of some, something that will be a reality. What do you think about self-driving cars? A lot of people have started raising some very interesting questions about self-driving cars. And I said a few minutes ago, I think it's morality and ethics, and I think that's, people say, what's that got to do with driving a car? I think it has a lot to do with driving a car. Here's Patrick Lynn, the director of the Ethics Science Group, bringing up a scenario in which your car could make life and death decisions without you having any input whatsoever.
Let's say at some point in the not-so-distant future, you're barreling down the highway in your self-driving car, and you find yourself boxed in on all sides by other cars. Suddenly, a large, heavy object falls off the truck in front of you. Your car can't stop in time to avoid the collision, so it needs to make a decision. Go straight and hit the object, swerve left into an SUV, or swerve right into a motorcycle. Should it prioritize your safety by hitting the motorcycle? Minimize danger to others by not swerving, even if it means hitting the large object and sacrificing your life? Or take the middle ground by hitting the SUV, which has a high passenger safety rating? So what should the self-driving car do? If we were driving that boxed-in car in manual mode, whichever way we'd react would be understood as just that, a reaction, not a deliberate decision. It would be an instinctual, panicked move with no forethought or malice. But if a programmer were to instruct the car to make the same move, given conditions it may sense in the future, well, that looks more like premeditated homicide.
Wow. This is really something else. How many people have thought about it this way? Here's a technology journalist named Dave Cullen from ComputingFever.com. He's concerned about what could go wrong with self-driving cars from a different perspective.
Self-driving cars from Google and other companies are coming, and without doubt, they will be safer and more reliable than human drivers. They won't get tired, drunk, angry, or distracted, and will even share navigational data with other cars, enabling them to make better decisions on the road. My primary concerns about self-driving cars stem from what happens when things go wrong. If the software in the car is corrupted or hacked, if a hacker could commandeer control of the vehicle and kidnap someone in their own car, driving them to a particular location and holding them ransom. Hackers will no doubt cause traffic jams by wirelessly hacking several cars at once, creating chaos on the roads. Finally, by placing driving into the hands of artificial intelligence systems, we are taking something away from human beings, the skill of driving. If something does go wrong, future drivers won't even know how to drive the car if they need to. Are you even going to need a license to own a car? When you purchase a self-driving car, will there be a requirement for you to sit a driving test of some kind? Will Google allow these cars to hand over control easily to a human passenger in the cabin? When that happens, the driving skills, reactions, and reflexes of experienced drivers may be too rusty. The young generation of the future may have basically zero practical driving experience on the roads and will be totally helpless when suddenly thrust behind the wheel. They will be unable to suddenly grasp the fundamentals of driving a car in real-world conditions.
All right. So there's all kinds of stuff. The people that are making these cars will tell you it's not their job. They can make the cars and sell the cars. What you do with the cars is up to you. So government will get involved. It'll be a mess. There's nothing about this that I like, but I know it's progress, and I know it'll happen, and you know it'll happen. Here's a clip from a filmmaker named Alec Bostwick. He made a short video about the ethics of self-driving cars.
You're headed to Starbucks and then work in your driverless car. Suddenly some yob on a motorcycle flies out of his lane, and a crash between you and the motorcyclist looks inevitable. The car's computer sees the oncoming collision and recognizes it will kill you. The car now looks to swerve, sees a family selling oranges on the street, calculates it will hit and murder them to save you from collision. Now, the car isn't thinking in this moment. It already knows what it's going to do. It will behave based on what it was programmed to do in the auto factory. The only question is, who's going to die? The driver or the family selling oranges? What should the program do? Commit suicide to spare others? Or save the driver's life at all costs? What if it's at the expense of even more lives lost? And I don't know the answer at all. It's kind of just a heavy philosophical question. But let's be real. It's not dramatic. It's just pragmatic. Computers don't think on their own. They're merely programmed to calculate inputs and then respond with a behavior based on that output. And it'll be programmed to make one of those decisions. Driverless cars are very near and real in this world. And statistically, they will save more lives than drivers do. But the question is, will it save you?
Yeah. All right, Kara, you've got a whole life ahead of you. Your driving experience and what may lie ahead for you different than me. I will always drive and won't. I'm not even interested, but my lifespan probably won't last as long as yours. I wish you well in that department. I also wish myself well in that department, but more likely you'll be driving or in a driverless car. Do you and your friends ever talk about what would happen if one or all of you got a driverless car to the fun that we have? You know, there's a freedom that you feel getting into a car and being able to drive wherever you want to go, isn't there?
I do like driving, and so it's a really interesting dilemma. I've talked about it a little bit with some friends, and I'm just interested to see how it goes, because if one person has, you know, in one of the clips we listened to, it talked about cars communicating with each other.
Right.
And being able to help each other and eliminate traffic jams and stuff like that on the roads. But that really only works when everyone has a driverless car, because, you know, if one person has a driver, then, and they get an accident because they're the person driving, then that affects all of the driverless cars too. It's interesting because it's going to take a really long time, you know, and I would be interested to see how they would make everyone have a driverless car, you know?
I can't imagine what the highways are going to be like. Can't at all. Here's a nice note about a lady, young lady who needs to be congratulated, a student who came from Elmont Memorial High School on Long Island and has been accepted to all 8 Ivy League universities to which she applied. Wow. Can you imagine what kind of effort that must have taken? Augusta, I'm trying to pronounce her name, Kara, Wamazu Nua, maybe Nay, I'm not sure. She's a valedictorian of the class, and she's been accepted. Actually, there were 2 students accepted to all 8 Ivy League institutions in back-to-back years there. This is really quite an amazing, I mean, I remember the process I went through, and how many of you that went on to post-secondary college work, how many of you applied to 2 college, maybe 3, I applied to 5 or 6, I was accepted to every school I applied to, except one. I wasn't interested in going to an Ivy League school, and I don't know that I would have gotten in had I tried. She's a Nigerian by birth, came to the U.S. at the age of 8, and she's been back and forth to Nigeria a number of times, apparently. She wants to pursue a science-related major, finalist in this year's Intel Science Talent Search for her research on cement that could help prevent underwater oil rigs from rupturing. My God, this is, what, she's 17 years old and she's thinking like this?
Yeah, wow. I love a line from her that says, "I guess what allowed me to be successful, after admitting that she's had challenges in numerous classes, is her persistence and tenacity." And I think that's exactly it. You're successful when you're persistent.
It doesn't make any difference whether you're in school or whether it's life in general. If you're persistent, whether it comes to relationships, whether it comes to the work that you're doing, whether it comes to a goal that you have that you want to achieve, what great, again, the fact that she has so much wisdom at the age of 17 to be persistent and tenacious. That's the lesson. You've got it, Carrie, you nailed it. 51 past the hour here on Good Day.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a Select Quote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Okay, we're at 53 at the hour now on the Good Day program. Tech Talk time with more on the self-driving cars and Twitter landing a deal to live stream NFL games. That's up next here on Good Day.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match, good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at Staples. For details.
Okay, back to the self-driving cars and what it is that we're dealing with here ethically, morally, in any way. This is from the technology side, though, because we're in the tech talk. So here's reporter, tech reporter Lisette Padula, who focuses on self-driving cars and the question back again, the ethics of technology, in fact.
Let's say there are two cars on a bridge headed towards each other on a path of inevitable collision, and your car is just you, while the other car has a family of five. Your car is faced with a decision. Should it allow the crash, potentially killing everyone, or should it veer off the bridge, killing you, but ensuring the survival of everyone else? Some would argue that the algorithm should always protect the interest of the driver, while others would argue that the algorithm should protect the greater good. This ethical dilemma enters the murky territory of attaching value to human lives. If we had to make an algorithm today, would all lives be treated equally, assigned the same value? It's easy to say yes. But what if the crash were between a Nobel laureate and a convict, a school bus full of children, or the President of the United States? Or what if it were the President of the US or the President of Argentina? And there are a ton of other things to consider. What about collateral damage or financial harm? What about liability or vehicle strength? Would cars that can withstand greater damage allow bigger risk? What's interesting is not this particular rare situation where a collision is inevitable, but rather that driverless cars are creating a whole new infrastructure that necessitates analysis and revision of our ethics. By removing instinct from the equation, we are being asked to predetermine actions and assign numerical weight to our most personal values.
All right. Your thoughts certainly encourage. Primary focus is at facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Speaking of Twitter, they have secured the rights to live stream 10 of the Thursday night football games. The games are going to be streamed online free on Twitter, in addition to the showings on NBC and CBS and the NFL Network. Twitter has positioned itself as a valuable complement to live activities, said the NFL in a statement. Including watching television, streaming NFL games would be a way to expand its primary usefulness to viewers as a place to talk about events happening in real time to a huge audience of football people who haven't had, younger people who haven't had reason to visit. I don't know whether this is important for you or not. It certainly is an interesting technology story. It's allowed individual games to be streamed in the past. The NFL has. This is the first season-long free streaming deal. So you listen to it instead of, I don't know, why do you need to, I guess would be the question. Aren't there tons of other ways that you can get the game? Just food for thought. Okay, this is going to send you into the ozone. I know it sent me into the ozone. The TSA, Transportation Security Administration, paid IBM $47,000 for an app that randomly tells passengers to go left or right, and it could have been created by a tech developer in 10 minutes for about $20. How do you like that, boys and girls? Your tax dollars at work. $47,000 for an app at the TSA that could have been created for $20. Originally, it was reported that the app cost $1.4 million. Wow. Yeah, what a...
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.